Thank you very much. I think Mexico was the last speaker on this topic, and could I just thank all members for their comments, which I think helped, in addition to my summary, to give members who perhaps haven't been as involved in the consultations as others a good appreciation of where things have got to and the ground that remains to be travelled, I guess. And often when I'm on my way to work, I'm listening to songs and thinking about how those songs might represent the day ahead. And and today I was listening to a folk song, actually, by a Canadian group, and it had a chorus in it which said, "We've come a long way since we last shook hands, but we've still got a long way to go." And this could be a kind of a description of the WTO in general, or it could be a description, I think, of maybe where we've got to so far on the G33 proposal, because I do think that the process that has been followed since its introduction has certainly deepened significantly understanding of the issues. But the crucial thing now that remains is to work out what's actually possible in the time available to respond to what we now have understood from those discussions. And what I've been encouraged by in the discussions so far, even though, you know, I've made it quite clear I don't want to come forward with any suggestion that you know, we are about to arrive at any breakthrough. But I think there has been a kind of an openness, a mutual respect shown by delegations, which will be absolutely crucial if we are on a without prejudice basis to explore what's possible in the period ahead. So what I will do, as I've suggested, is continue to convene consultations on the proposal. We know that next week in Paris we will have perhaps the opportunity for some ministers to get together more generally to discuss a whole range of WTO issues on the agenda for Bali. And it will also be interesting to take whatever messages they may provide or encouragement they may provide to work to find solutions in this and other areas. And we'll have to take that on board when we come back after next week to the further consultations. So what I would like to do is to now invite comments on any other aspects of our work, including any other proposals or initiatives that members may be working on. And in that regard, as I mentioned at the outset, I'd first like to invite Brazil on behalf of the G20 to introduce the non-paper they've recently circulated on export competition. So, Marcia, you have the floor.